ministry, the intercessory prayer team, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all these leaders. We thank you for our pastors, their children and their spouses, their grandchildren, their extended families. Lord God, let every limitation be eradicated and removed from our midst, in this church, in our families, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, O Lord, our God, our King. We give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now lift up our voices and lift up Israel, God's beloved. We lift Israel up unto the throne of mercy. Israel is the apple of God's eyes. Let us now lift up our voices and pray for Israel as our point of contact, as we pray for the other nations around the world, remembering Ukraine, Russia, and every other part of the world. Let us lift up our voices. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your beloved. Israel, your beloved. Peace within her wall and her palaces. We thank you, Father God, that there is perpetual peace in Israel. Father God, let that peace reign now in all the other nations, the nation of Ukraine, the nation of Russia, everywhere that is turmoil. We thank you, Lord God, for even Pakistan. As our pastor has gone out there, you said wherever he tread his foot, he will take a possession of that nation. We thank you, Lord God, for the open doors and the open heaven, Father God, unto the nations, for Glory and Peace Church. We thank you, Lord God, for the church in Toronto. We give you praise, Father God, for Minister Colette and Minister Dean. We give you praise for their lives, for their families, and all their extended families, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. This morning, the one thing I want you to take with you as we round up in prayer, I want you to see yourself as an overcomer. If there's anything today I want you to grasp in this prayer time, see yourself as an overcomer. You have overcome poverty. You have overcome lack. You have overcome sickness. You have overcome rejection. You have overcome oppression. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us now close up in prayer by declaring that I am an overcomer. I overcome every circumstance. I overcome every stumbling block. Whatever it is not of God must be uprooted in the name of Jesus. We know that Apostle has been teaching on this, that whatever God has not planted must be uprooted. You, as a child of God Almighty, that believes in Jesus Christ, you are an overcomer. So anything that is not planted of God, you can uproot it. Amen. You go to your workplace this week, you see anything that the enemy is trying to plant on you, plant in your way, you overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for this moment of prayer. We thank you for the word that you are going to bring to us. Let that seed be sown on solid ground, on fertile ground, that we bring forth fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the souls that you are now harvesting and you are bringing into this fold and you are bringing into your house. You are bringing into your kingdom. We give you praise that the Holy Spirit is now hovering the hearts of your people to receive your word, and your word makes them establish in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for the giver of the word. We thank you, Father God, that you will replenish and energize and empower Pastor Henry as he is now coming to lead us in this part of our morning service. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Kya koi unchi awaz se kahega hallelujah?
I don't know the name of your town. I cannot pronounce it clearly.
Mujhe aapke gaon ka shahar ka naam nahi aata.
So I will address you as the people of Pakistan.
Lekin main aapko kehna chahta hu ki aap Pakistan ke log hain.
I preach you in that name that is above every other name.
Aur main sab naamon se jo aala naam hai uske naam pe aapko salaam kehta hu. Aap bhi zara haathon ko utha kar zor daar taaliyon mein salaam ka jawab de sakte
hain. I preach you in Jesus' name.
Main Yesu naam pe aapko salaam kehta hu.
Today is a great day.
Aaj ka din bada hi acha din hai.
It's a new day in your life.
Aapki zindagi ka naya din hai.
It's the day that God is going to do a new thing.
Aur khuda aaj ke din aapki zindagi mein ek nayi cheez karega.
Today God turns your life around.
Aaj khuda hamare integit kuch naya kar dega.
Today is the day of your healing.
Aaj ka din aapki shifa ka din hoga.
Today is the day of your breakthrough.
Aaj ka din aapke bandhnon se rihai ka din hoga.
Today is the day of your deliverance.
Aaj ka din aapki rihai ka din ho jayega.
Today is the day that peace will take hold.
Aaj ka din itminaan aapki zindagi ke andar aa jayega.
It is a day of miracles.
Kyunki aaj ka din moajzaat ka din hai.
Hallelujah. The word of God says.
Khuda ka kalam ye kehta hai.
In the Bible, the good book of Matthew, chapter 5 and 8.
Agar Matthew ke injil uske 5ve baad ke andar dekhe.
It says, "Blessed are the pure."
Khuda ka kalam.
In heart.
Uske 5ve.
For they shall see God.
Aye khuda ke kalam mein se dekhe. I love to read. Khuda ke kalam mein haq mein likha hai ke mubarak hai wo. जिनके दिल पाक है।
Blessed are the pure in heart.
कि मुबारक है वो जो रहे दिल और पाक है।
For they shall see God.
क्योंकि वो खुदा को देखेंगे।
I find that interesting.
मैंने मसीह के अंदर भरोसा करते हुए देखा और जाना।
Because your country is a country of clean land, pure land.
और जो आपका शहर है वो बहुत ही पाक और मुकद्दस है। आइए मिलकर कहिए हालेलुया।
The devil is a liar.
और जो इब्लीस शैतान है वो झूठा है।
You have a great name.
आपके पास बहुत ही अच्छा नाम है।
Pure land.
आपकी सरजमीन भी पाक है।
Clean land.
और साफ है।
But the enemy.
लेकिन जो दुश्मन है
will want to make it an unclean place.
और वो उस जगह को गंदा नापाक करना चाहता है।
If pure land must have a people of pure heart.
और जो पाक जमीन के रहने वाले होते हैं उनका दिल भी पाक ही होता है।
The word of God says the people with a pure heart will see God.
और खुदा के कलाम में लिखा है कि मुबारक है वो जो पाक दिल है वो खुदा को देखेंगे।
And anybody who sees God is changed.
और जो भी खुदा को देखता है वो बदल जाता है।
I come to declare today.
और मैं आया ताकि आपको बता सकूं।
That by the authority of the word of God.
खुदा के कलाम के दिए इख्तियार से।
The atmosphere of Pakistan.
के पाकिस्तान की जो आबो हवा है।
The atmosphere of your life.
आपकी जिंदगी की जो आबो हवा है।
Purified in Jesus.
Oh, Yesu ke naam se paak aur saaf ho jayegi. Aaiye milkar kahiye hallelujah.
Pure heart.
Paak dil.
Will see God.
Khuda ko dekhenge.
A pure heart called Adam.
Aur paak dil agar dekhe to wahan par Adam bhi kehlaya.
At the very beginning saw God.
वो खुदा से बातें करता था।
And God talked with him.
और खुदा भी उसे बातें करता था।
The Bible says.
और बाइबल कहती है।
At the cool of the day.
के ठंडे वक्त के अंदर।
God will come into the garden where Adam was.
खुदा आदम और हवा के पास आता और बातें करता।
And will have discussions with him.
I
noticed just a moment ago.
When
it was time for us to come to preach the word of God.
The
wind of God began to blow in this place. I looked around. Is there a fan blowing?
Because
a fan blowing must be a very big one. There was no sin in his life. But then came the devil. The evil one. That evil one came into that same garden. And began to whisper wickedness. The first man and first woman failed. They sinned. They did what God would not want them to do. And once again, God came into the garden. And he looked at the place where he would normally meet with Adam. And Adam was not there.
Adam was
and he said, Adam.
Adam.
Where are you?
Adam.
Where are you?
And
Adam said.
And Adam ne kya kaha?
I am naked.
उससे कहा ऐ मेरे खुदा मैंने गुनाह किया मैं नंगा हूं और खुदा ने उससे कहा
Who told you that you were naked?
किसने तुझे बताया कि तू नंगा है
Who brought shame to your life?
कौन तेरी जिंदगी में इस शर्मिंदगी को लेकर आया
Who brought this pain to you?
किसने ये दर्द तुझे दे दिया
And the first thing the man did was accuse the wife.
और फिर उसे
And so the spirit of accusation started.
There
was no more pure heart. It was shame. It was fear. It was confusion. It was accusation. No love. Your heart was now darkened. Adam and Eve were sent away from the garden. The best place for them. Everything was provided for. They had no sickness. Disease. They had no pain. They knew nothing about death. From that very moment, they lost their pure heart. Death and confusion came into their
life.
The Bible says, the wages of sin. Sin. The reward of sin is death. What is death? Death is separation.
मौत जो है वो अलहदगी है, जुदाई है, दूरी है.
Death.
जो मौत है.
Death came into their lives.
और मौत उनके जिंदगी के अंदर दाखिल हो गई.
For God told them.
खुदा ने उनसे कहा था.
The day that you sin.
कि जिस दिन तुम गुनाह करोगे.
You're gonna die.
तुम मरोगे.
Physically they were alive.
जिस्मानी तौर पर तो वो जिंदा थे.
But they have died.
लेकिन अफसोस.
Because they have been removed from their source of life.
वो रूहानी तौर पर मर्दा हो चुके थे.
If you take a fish out of water.
अगर आप पानी से एक मछली को निकालें.
Which it is its natural habitation.
और वो जिसके अंदर वो कुदरती माहौल में रहती है.
And you put it in land.
और आप उसे खुशक जमीन पर रख दे.
It will die.
तो मछली क्या होगी?
Because it
मर जाएगी.
It is not connected to its source.
क्योंकि वहाँ पर उसे पानी के अंदर से जरात मिलते हैं जिससे वो जिंदा रहती है.
When we are separated from God.
इसी तरह जब मैं और आप खुदा से जुदा हो जाते हैं.
We die.
हम मर जाते हैं.
If you take a knife.
अगर आप छुरी लें.
And you cut a beautiful flower from the plant.
और आप एक पौधे से फूल से दरख्त को शाख को काटे.
It still looks like it's alive.
वो लगता है कि जिंदा है.
Sometimes it might even bloom.
और कई दफा वो बड़ा ही खुशनुमा नजर आता है, टूट जाता है.
But as soon as you cut it out of its source.
लेकिन जैसे आप उसकी गहराई से उसे काटते हैं.
It begins to die.
तो वो मर जाता है.
So many here today.
तो आज बहुत से यहाँ पर हैं.
You have been cut off.
आप भी काट दिए गए हैं.
But I have good news tonight.
लेकिन मेरे पास आप सबों के लिए खुशखबरी है.
I have good news tonight.
मेरे पास खुशखबरी है.
I have good news tonight.
मेरे पास खुशखबरी है.
God can reconnect you back.
खुदा फिर से आपको जोड़ दे.
Somebody shout hallelujah. My dirty heart can be
cleaned.
My dirty heart can be
cleaned.
You say how? By the powerful blood of
Jesus.
Jesus. The pure blood.
What a bark or soap was that away?
Jesus.
Yesuel Masika.
Cleanses dark hearts.
So Tariq Dino ko saaf kar deta hai.
And reconnects us back to God.
I will have a pisse apne baap ke saath khuda ke saath mila deta hai.
It's like when you are in the if you're in the hospital.
Aise hai jaise aap misal ke taur par hospital mein ho.
And you're dying.
और आप मर रहे हो.
You need a transfusion of blood.
और आपको खून की जरूरत है वहाँ पर.
So that you can come back alive.
ताकि आप फिर से जिंदा हो जाएं.
The blood of Jesus.
लेकिन जो यीशु का लहू है.
Only cleans you up.
ना सिर्फ वो आपको ऊपर से साफ कर देता.
It releases God's life into you.
बल्कि वो आपकी जिंदगी में जिंदगी को भी लेकर आता.
The blood of Jesus.
लेकिन यीशु का लहू.
Makes it possible for your nakedness to be covered. God wants to clothe you with His righteousness. He wants to make something new
out of you.
No matter how bad we have been, no matter how crooked our life
is,
there is a God who loves you.
खुदा है जो हमसे प्यार करता है.
There is a God who knows you.
खुदा है जो हमें जानता है.
There is a God who understands.
खुदा है जो हमें समझता है.
And He's here right now.
वो अभी और इसी वक्त
यहाँ पर है. He's here right now.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
अपने वादे के मुताबिक सो तो लो.
The
Bible says,
God said to Adam and Eve, I'm going to take care of this problem. The seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of this serpent.
कि जो इसकी औलाद होगी वो शैतान को कुचलेगी उसके सर को एड़ी से.
This thing that came to destroy your life.
ये हम आया ताकि हमारी जिंदगियों को तबाह कर सके.
I am going to come and destroy it.
और मैं आऊंगा और मैं इसको तबाह बर्बाद कर दूंगा.
So the Bible tells us God sent his only begotten son.
और फिर बाइबल कहती है कि उसने अपना इकलौता बेटा भेज दिया.
The son of God. Was God himself. Man had sinned. And now was worthless. But God said, I'm going to put worth and value back to your life.
He may
be seated here today or standing there right there. Worthless. There is no value to my life. I come to tell you today, that's a lie. I have good news. God has put value back into your life. I'll tell you how he did it. When we sinned, we became slaves to the devil. We became the property of the devil. He had the legal right over our lives. But that devil wanted one thing.
एक चीज उसने की.
He wanted the throne of God.
एक दिन वो पाप को जो है वो बड़े किंग्रे पर ले गया.
He wanted to be like God.
और वो खुदा की मदद बनना चाहता था.
He wanted to rule everything.
और वो हर चीज पर हुकूमत करना चाहता था.
God knew that that's what he wanted.
खुदा जानता था कि ये क्या चाहता है मुझसे.
And so the Bible tells us God came to redeem us.
और बाइबल बताती है कि वो आया ताकि मुझे और आपको मखलसी दे सके.
To redeem means to buy back.
ताकि मुझे और आपको फिर से हमारे गुनाह से मखलसी दे सके.
We belong to the devil.
हम शैतान से ताल्लुक रखते थे.
All of us.
हम सब मिलकर.
From the youngest to the oldest.
और जितने भी नौजवान और बुजुर्ग सबके सब.
We belong to the devil.
हम शैतान से ताल्लुक रखते थे.
And God said.
और खुदा ने कहा.
I want them.
उसने कहा मैं इनको चाहता हूँ.
So you can have.
और शैतान ने कहा तुम नहीं ले सकते इनको.
I have them.
ये मेरे हैं.
What do you need to get them?
तुझे क्या करना होगा अगर तू इनको चाहता है?
God knew there was only one thing the devil wanted.
खुदा चाहता था कि एक ही चीज है जो शैतान चाहता है.
Wanted his throne.
वो अपना तख्त चाहता था.
He already had man.
वो तो पहले ही.
He already had the world.
उसके पास तो पहले ही दुनिया थी.
He wanted what God had.
जो खुदा के पास उसका तख्त था वो चाहता था.
And God was willing to do one thing.
और खुदा एक चीज करने के लिए तैयार था.
He decided.
उसने फैसला किया.
I am going to send my son.
उसने कहा कि मैं अपना इकलौता बेटा जमीन पर भेजूंगा.
And I'm going to send him as the second Adam.
और मैं दूसरा आदम बनाकर उसे जमीन पर भेजूंगा.
He's going to come.
और वो आएगा.
And if you can tempt him.
और अगर तू उसकी आजमाइश करना चाहता
and
है.
And defeat him.
अगर तू उसे हराना चाहता है.
Like you did the first Adam.
जैसे कि तूने पहले आदम के साथ किया.
You can be God.
तो अगर तू उसे हरा देगा तो फिर तू खुदा बन जाएगा.
So Jesus came.
तो अब यीशु जमीन पर आ गया.
The devil tempted him.
और शैतान ने उसे आजमाया
in every way possible.
जहां पर भी मुमकिन हुआ हर तरह से उसने कोशिश की कि उसको आजमाए
but Jesus,
लेकिन यीशु
who is God,
वो खुदा था
who came to buy us back.
वो आया ताकि मुझे और आपको बाप के पास वापस ले जा सके
paid the price
उसने कीमत अदा की
of God
खुदा की
to get you back.
ताकि आपको वापस ले सके.
He was willing to trade his throne.
वो तैयार था अपना तख्त भी देने के लिए आपके लिए.
To get you back.
ताकि आपको ले सके.
Came to buy you back.
वो आया ताकि आपको वापस ले सके.
Came to buy you back.
वो आया ताकि आपको फिर से वापस
ले सके. With his love.
अपनी मोहब्बत के साथ.
He came to redeem you.
वो आया ताकि आपको मखलसी दे सके.
God put value back into your life. You are so important.
क्योंकि आप उसके लिए बहुत ही ज्यादा अहम और खास है आइए खुल के तालियां बजाए अपने यीशु के लिए नजात दहिंदा के लिए
If God is willing to call you blessed,
अगर खुदा तैयार है आपको पाक बरकत करने के लिए
and give you a pure heart,
और आपको पाक दिल देता है
and restore your relationship with him,
और फिर से अपना रिश्ता
Why would you want to stop that from happening?
तो क्यों आप उसको रोक रहे हैं?
You have the decision to make tonight.
आज आपको फैसला करना है, चुनाव करना है.
To receive the love of God.
के खुदा की मोहब्बत को लेना है.
For the Bible says.
बाइबल कहती है.
For God so loved the world.
के खुदा ने जहां से ऐसा प्यार किया.
That he gave his only
begotten son.
That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You can have that life tonight. A new life.
नई जिंदगी
एंड यू वैल्यू
और आपकी अहमियत बढ़ जाएगी
यू कैन हैव योर नेकेडनेस कवर्ड
आपका नंगापन ढांप दिया जाएगा
योर विकेट हार्ट क्लीन
आपका जो कमजोर दिल है वो साफ कर दिया जाएगा
यू कैन बिगिन टू सीक गॉड अगेन एंड टॉक
टू गॉड आप खुदा से फिर से बातें करेंगे उसे देख पाएंगे
बिकम ए फ्रेंड ऑफ गॉड
और आप उसके दोस्त बन जाएंगे
ए चाइल्ड ऑफ गॉड
आप उसके फर्सन बन जाएंगे
With the power of God.
आप खुदा की कुवत के साथ चलेंगे
Because God loves you.
क्योंकि खुदा आपसे प्यार करता है
God loves me.
खुदा मुझसे प्यार करता है
God loves Pakistan.
खुदा पाकिस्तान से प्यार करता है और पाकिस्तान का ढाई मुल्क है
I love this nation.
मुझे इस कौन से मोहब्बत है?
Every single one of you.
आप में से हर एक शख्स.
Why?
क्यों?
Because God has put His love.
क्योंकि खुदा ने मेरे अंदर मोहब्बत रखी.
Inside of me for you.
मेरे अंदर आप सबों के लिए, आपके मुल्क के लिए, कौम के लिए मोहब्बत रखी.
I left my country.
मैं अपने मुल्क को छोड़कर आया.
And came to this country.
और मैं इस मुल्क के अंदर आया.
Even though I knew there were issues in this country.
बेशक जितने भी मसले मसाए क्यों ना चल रहे हो आपके मुल्क में अभी.
But God loves you so much.
लेकिन खुदा आपसे प्यार करता है. अगर तुसी भी खुदा ना प्यार कर दीजिए तो खोल के तालियां मारो क्योंकि उन्हें अपनी जिंदगी ताते वास्ते दे दी थी.
It's a new day for you.
आपके लिए आज का दिन नया दिन होगा.
It's a new day for you.
नया दिन है.
We'll have pure hearts again.
यहाँ पर पाक दिल फिर से होंगे.
Because of the love of God.
क्योंकि खुदा की मोहब्बत के वजह से.
Oh, God loves you.
खुदा प्यार करता है आपसे.
I want you to hug yourself and say, God loves me.
मैं चाहता हूँ कि ऐसे अपने आप को पकड़े.
Give yourself a good hug.
पकड़े इस तरह से और कहिए खुदा मुझसे प्यार करता है.
Oh, God loves me.
खुदावन मुझसे प्यार करता है. और हंसते हुए कहे, Oh.
bitterness.
मारा गया.
Unforgiveness.
उसके अंदर हमारे लिए माफी है.
Causes their heart to be dark and impure.
और जिनके दिल तारीख है वो पाक और मुकद्दस हो जाएंगे.
You may be here today.
शायद आप यहाँ पर हैं सुन रहे हैं.
I want you to know that God has forgiven you.
मैं चाहता हूँ कि आप इस बात को सुनिए कि उसके पास माफी है.
And the word of God says we need to forgive each other just like God.
और खुदा का कलाम कहता है कि हमें भी एक दूसरे को माफ करना है.
You cannot allow unforgiveness and bitterness to take hold of your life.
आप अपने अंदर जो है ना माफी की रूह को या कड़ी तासीरों को नहीं दे सकते दावत कि वो आपके अंदर आकर रहे.
Because when there's unforgiveness in your heart,
क्योंकि खुदा ने आपको माफी की रूह दी है.
The only thing that is left is fighting.
सिर्फ अगर आप ऐसा करेंगे तो आप झगड़ा करते रहेंगे अपने आप से.
So many people are fighting with each other.
आज बहुत से लोग हैं जो आपस में झगड़ते रहते हैं.
Because of unforgiveness.
क्योंकि वो एक दूसरे को माफ नहीं करते.
And because they do not know that they are loved of God.
क्योंकि वो ये नहीं जानते कि वो खुदा के प्यारे हैं.
When you don't feel like you are loved.
जब आप महसूस नहीं करते कि आप मोहब्बत में हैं.
You do all kinds of crazy things.
तो फिर आप ऐसी बेवकूफी की बातें और हरकतें करते रहते हैं.
But today all of that can change.
लेकिन आज सब कुछ बदल जाएगा.
You can accept the forgiveness of God.
आप खुदा की माफी की रूह को ले लेंगे, आजाद होंगे.
And begin to forgive other people.
और आप दूसरों को भी माफ कर देंगे.
Because then your heart becomes pure.
क्योंकि फिर आपका दिल पाक हो जाएगा.
And when your heart is pure.
और जब आपका दिल पाक और मुकद्दस होगा.
You will begin to see God.
तो फिर आप खुदा को रूबरू देखेंगे.
In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to make a decision.
मैं आपसे कहूंगा कि फैसला कर लो.
The kind of decision Jesus made.
और वो फैसला जो है, वो यीशु नाम में होगा.
When he came to show his love for every one of us.
जब वो आया अपनी मोहब्बत को मेरे और आपके ऊपर जाहिर करने के लिए.
You're going to have to make a decision.
आज आपको भी फैसला करना पड़ना है.
To accept his love.
ताकि आप उसकी मोहब्बत को ले सके.
If I stretch my hand to Pastor Rachel.
अगर मैं अपना हाथ Pastor Rachel की तरफ बढ़ाऊं.
To shake her hand.
इसको हाथ मिलाने के लिए.
And she puts her hand in the back.
और ये अपना हाथ पीछे कर ले.
And I'm trying to shake her hand.
और मैं हाथ मिलाने की कोशिश करूं.
But she will not shake my hand.
और ये मेरे हाथ को ना पकड़े.
She's at war with me.
तो ये क्या कर रही है मेरे साथ?
What if I stretch my hand out?
लेकिन जब मैं अपना हाथ बढ़ाता
हूँ
और ये मेरे हाथ को पकड़ लेते हैं,
we are now friends.
So अब हम दोस्त बन जाते हैं.
Today you are going to make a decision.
आज आपको भी अपने हाथ को फैसला करके मसीह की तरह बढ़ाना है.
Instead of keeping your hand back,
समझ आइए.
You're going to accept God's love.
और अगर आप अपना हाथ पीछे कर लेंगे तो खुदा की मोहब्बत को आप रद्द कर रहे हैं.
God is stretching his arms of love towards
you. खुदा अपने बाजुओं में आपको लेना चाहता है. वो बढ़ा रहा है बाजू को.
Running to his arm.
वो उसके बाजू आपकी तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं.
When you have a child.
जब आप बच्चे हैं.
And the child is walking towards you.
और जब बच्चा आपके पास भाग कर आता है.
And you stretch your hand.
और बाप और माँ जल्दी से अपने बाजुओं को खोल लेते हैं.
The child will run into your arms.
और बच्चा आपके बाजुओं में आ जाता है.
And you will carry the child.
और बच्चे को आप पकड़ते हैं. और आप बच्चे से प्यार करते हैं. और कहते ओए मेरा मुन्ना कितना चंगा लगता है, मेरा चंदवर का पुत्र.
God wants to do that tonight.
खुदा ऐसा ही आज की रात आपसे भी करना चाहता है.
He wants to hug you.
वो आपको गले लगाना चाहता है.
And that's what Jesus did on the cross.
यीशु ने भी सलीब पर ऐसा ही किया.
He stretched his hand.
उसने अपने हाथों को सलीब पर फैला दिया.
Wide open.
और दोनों पासों उसके खुले हुए थे.
And he's inviting you to run into his hand.
और वो आपको दावा देता है कि उसके पासों में आके पना ले लो.
He loves you.
वो आपसे प्यार करता है.
Every one of you.
आप में से हर एक से प्यार करता है.
He will not only forgive your sins.
वो न सिर्फ आपके गुनाह से आपको माफ करता.
And make you a new person.
आपको नई तखलीक बना देता.
He will heal you.
बल्कि वो आपको शिफा भी देता.
every part of your body. As we are speaking right now, I know just as he has done it all over the world, where I have preached this gospel,
and
there may be blind people here that are
healed
right now. Maybe you are deaf and your hearing is restored.
There are
tumors that are disappearing. Stomach issues are
corrected.
New kidneys being put inside of people. Because God loves you. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was put upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. I speak your healing now. I command the darkness of sickness and disease
from you
now. Let kidney problems be resolved
now.
Let the power of poverty be broken and destroyed from your life right now. Receive the new life of God. Receive it now. 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 If you receive it, wave your hands and shout hallelujah. If you're here tonight, and you know that your heart is dark, and you want it to be clean, if you're here tonight, and you're hearing about the love of God, and you want to run into the arms of God, then I need for you to do something to
me.
It will be the best decision you will ever make in
your
life. Because it's a decision that has eternal consequences. You can either be like the fish that is taken out of water, and is dying, or you allow the person who's trying to help you take you and put you back inside the water. You know fish, right? The fish that's on land. When you try to grab it, don't do that tonight. Don't fight God tonight. Just relax. Put you in the water.
And
there you are good. Over in the water.
लेकिन पानी के अंदर और वो ऐसे ऐसे तैरती है ऐसे ऐसे.
Today you're gonna go.
आज आप भी खुदा की हजूरी में ऐसे ऐसे तैरेंगे.
Ese,
ese. Like this. Yes, like this. Ese, ese.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ese, ese.
Ese, ese, terenge.
If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to raise your hand right now. All over this ground. Hallelujah.
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 Now I want you to do something. You see, when we get married, we have to use our mouths to say I do to the
person.
The priest might ask you, will you want to take this woman to be your lawful
wife?
And you will say, I do.
Yes.
That's good.
Thank you.
Well,
so is it that?
Until you say it with your mouth, it is not a wedding. It's not a marriage. You have to say it with your mouth. And with your mouth today, you are going to say, Jesus, I receive your love. Are you ready? Then I want you to stand with me. All
this
stand.
Praise
Jesus.
Say it louder. With your mouth. Let the whole world know that you are living the dark world of sin. And you are running into the arms of the living
God.
In fact, I want you to do it this way. As you repeat the words, I want you to be running. Like and when we finish, you jump and say,
hey,
I made it. Are we ready?
कितने जो तैयार है दोनों हाथों को उठाए रखिएगा यस पास्टर नाउ यू कैन प्रे फॉर दैट
से विद मी
आइए ऊंची आवाज से कहिए
माय गॉड एंड माय फादर
ए मेरे खुदा
ए मेरे बाप
आई नो दैट आई एम ए सिनर
मैं जान गया कि मैं गुनहगार था
And I've heard tonight that you have already forgiven me. That you want me back home. Oh God, I come running back home. Said that, and you received it in your heart, I want you to shout Amen 3 times.
I
when looking at the video there, you could understand why the Bible says a sea when referring to multitudes. It just seemed to go on and on and on and on. And I don't mean the length of the video, I mean the amount of people. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. I know it's a scripture that we're familiar with. Verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The things that he's asking us to seek, or let me rephrase that, let's ask ourselves, how do we seek that? We here can't be with Pastor in Pakistan, and yet many of us were through our giving. But I want us to see that God is a God who is not a tyrant. He's not just asking you to give without giving back to you. So prior to that, let's look at verse 19. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, or doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." I want us to see that God has told each of us that when you give, you're not only benefiting the kingdom of God, you're benefiting yourself. The moment you decide to get engaged, the moment you purpose in your heart and say, "I'm going to give to help," in this case, to help Glory and Peace spread the gospel, to help Pastor Mike, Pastor Maria, whatever your determination, ultimately your determination, of course, has to be that you are connected with God and with God's kingdom. You want to see the kingdom of God expand. And the minute you decide to give, it's already put into your bank account in heaven. It's a bank account where nothing can get at your deposit. It's a bank account where you're not even charged a fee monthly. All the interest that you get is yours. It's given by God to you for your use. And all you got to do is ask God, say, "I need to make a deposit." And he'll give it to you. So I want, as we're bringing up our tithes and offerings, to remember that today is, for the month of March, today is the Mission Sunday. When you give to missions. Give also, of course, your regular tithes and offerings. Give above that to missions and say, "God, I'm doing this to expand the kingdom. Put it in my account so that when I need, I can make a deposit. I can make a withdrawal." In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Let's come and give our offering, bring our tithes. Hallelujah. The communion cup, communion blessing. Okay. I just want to share some things before we partake in the Lord's Supper. Those of you who are new or who have started coming to this fellowship may not know Judy Woloshin is one of us, is part of us, and we know, I know her, that she is a very faithful child of God. But the doctors said something about her because she has experienced some very destructive things in her body, and now she's there in the hospital dying. I want us not just to pray for her right here, but to be praying for her every day and ask God to restore life back to her. Give her life. When James was arrested by Paul, by this Sanhedrin, Herod was the head of the government, and he saw James asunder and killed him. And the people of the Jews were very happy. They were so thrilled because of that. I'm going up. So he took Peter and put him into cell and asked soldiers to guard him. He will bring Peter out after Easter. And all of a sudden, the church, like you now, the church woke up. They couldn't afford to miss Peter, and so they have already lost James to the hand of Herod. And so they began to cry out to God, "Oh God, save Peter's life. Oh God, deliver Peter." And the angel of God came upon Peter. His chain fell up. The gates were open. And he was thinking, he was having a dream, until the angel led him past the first, second, and third gate and brought him to the street. And the angel left. And Peter came to himself and discovered, wow, I am free. I am delivered. So he went and knocked at the house of the mother of John Mark. Knock and knock. Called the long story short. They opened the gate, the door, and Peter, they discovered that it was Peter. So also, if we don't pray for one another, if we don't pray for Judy Woloshin, we were going to suffer the fate that the church suffered at the removal of James, the brother of John. I want us to pray for her now. I can still see her in that hospital. I don't want to describe to you, yesterday we went to see her, what I saw. But I believe that there is power in God to turn her situation around and add more life to her. So open your mouth and pray for her and continue to ask God to deliver her from the jaws of the enemy. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We bless you. We know that there is power in you that can deliver Judy from the hands of the enemy, from the hands of death. God, be merciful, be gracious to her. We call upon your name, O Lord, to come and deliver her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come, come, come. You are our God. You are our Father. We will not rest until your hand is stretched forth and deliver her. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Okay. You can be seated. I want you to continue to pray for her. She is one of us. We cannot pretend or we cannot act as if we don't know her. Pray for her that, as I said before, pray for her. Now, I'm going to the side of the communion. This Bible contains the acts, the works, the wonders of God that he spoke through his mouth to the prophet, to the apostle, and they were written down for you and I to know what God has said. But this book is not God. Some people put the Bible under their pillow so that they can have rest, they can have nice sleep. Some people tie it around their body, but the Bible is not God. The Bible shows you, shows us the wonders, the beautiful work, the testimony of God. We read it from the Bible, but God, the Bible is not God. That's number one. So remember that. Remember that when you come to God to pray, open your hearts to God. Read the Bible to lead you to the Father. Secondly, Apostle in Acts chapter 5 verse 29 said, "Will we rather obey God than to obey you?" And they did not hearken to the ruling government of that time, the Sanhedrin. Paul says something in Romans 13, 1 and 5. He said, every one of us should be subject to the ruling class because there is no power but that is ordained of God. But he is forgotten that the ruling class arrested him, put him in jail, and the ruling class even killed him. So the words of Apostle in Acts chapter 5 verse 29 and Romans chapter 13 verses 1 to 5 do not agree. When you take time to read it, you will find there are a lot of discrepancy. Paul is not the incarnate Word of God. Jesus Christ is. And so we have to bear that in mind. And finally, if you open your Bible to John 6, verse 28. Verse 48. It says, I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven. A man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give you, which I will give for the world. The Jews, therefore, verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat my flesh, you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink the blood, you have no life. You have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. So this is a symbolic, this is an emblem. This cup and this wafer in it represent the Lord Jesus Christ. To open it, bring out the wafer, and if you have little children around you, talk to them and prepare them to receive the flesh and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This symbolizes the body of Jesus. And he asks us, as often as we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we do show forth the Lord's coming. So let us eat his flesh. He gave to the first one, he drank, passed it on to the second, until all of them partook of that same cup. But we're more than 12 here. And so the blood is the same, even though we have different cups. And so let us take this blood of the Lord. And as we take it, if there is any condition in your body, the Lord will take care of it. Believe God that he will take care of your condition and you will be all right. So let's drink. Bless your holy name. We thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of glory, the Lord of life. As we have partaken of your flesh and your blood, may this emblem minister to our body. May we receive the grace of God to be whole, to be sound, for the glory and honor of the living God. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry at Pakistan, the crusade. It takes a lot of concentration by the Spirit of the Lord for the pastor not to be distracted with many things going on. And we give you, God, the glory and the honor, and we thank you for the vessel that you've used to bring this Pakistani to the living God. Everyone here today, we thank you, Lord, for our lives. We believe you. We're reading the Bible, but the Bible is not God. Shows us the wonders, the works, the ways of God. So thank you, Lord, for your holy word, the word that proceed out of your mouth through the prophet, through the apostle, and through kings. Thank you, Lord. As we now dismiss, go with us, to be with us, and provide for us, protect each one as we return to our home. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. Those who